The first community scholarship fair held by the Solana Chamber of Commerce over in Kenai at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce was a huge success with grandparents, parents, and kids that were interested in going to school, finding out about the myriad of scholarships and the vendors that make those scholarships available. I'm talking with the director of the Solana Chamber, Maddie, because, Maddie, this has been a great idea. And I think the attendance was kind of surprising because so many of the people who give scholarships are always looking for applicants. And to see so many applicants showing up was in everybody's best interest.
Yes, it really is. Was an incredible event. This time last year, or I guess last year when we gave out our scholarships, we didn't have a lot of applicants, and that seemed to be very common across the board. So I thought, well, why don't we bring everybody together into one space and just make it a little bit easier for our students in the area to find those opportunities.
I think we're going to see some great results because of it, and I hope we'll have the event again next year.
Yeah, we will absolutely be hosting it again next year. This year we had over 200 people in attendance, and you know, it's hard to gauge when we don't do RSVPs. We don't know who's going to show up, but our community always surprises us, and we just want to do our best to give back.
Now, probably the easiest scholarship that Willow will ever earn was because she just showed up to find out about all the scholarships. But Willow, you probably would qualify for a lot of the scholarships that are there. Was it helpful to you to see the different variety of scholarships that are available?
Oh, yeah. And for sure, it was the easiest scholarship I've had to do. I've done so many essays, and then I won the one that was random luck. But, yeah, it was really good to see the community looking to help actually support education instead of just going, they'll figure it out on their own. It's actually trying to support people that are trying to go on to do businesses or trying to do vocational activities. It's really important to see that in the community.
Tell us a little bit about your pathway in education in the future.
So I'm looking to go into psychology. I'm going to Colorado Mesa University, and I'm looking to become a marriage and family therapist. Yeah.
Or you could come back to the peninsula where we have a lot of nutcases.
I think we're dealing with a national mental crisis and that everybody needs a therapist at some point, whether it's just for, you know, everyday activities or for depression or PTSD. It's something that needs to be worldwide.
We obviously are very well spoken, so that will help. And where have you been going to school?
So I go to the Kenai Central High School. However, I'm also in the Middle College Dual Enrollment Program. So I'm also at the KPC Local College. So I'm going to have my associates by spring. So, yeah.
Now, will that $500 scholarship help you out?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, it is going to be very useful, if anything, for just buying a couple books.
And, Maddie, how many scholarships does the Chamber be giving out this year?
We have $21,000 in scholarship awards through our four programs. So that is, I should know the amount of winners that or awardees that we will be giving out.
And kids can find out that information by going to the Chamber website.
Absolutely. Give us a call at our office or go to the website. We have all the information that you need on our scholarship programs.
Well, thank you for putting that together. Congratulations and good luck in the future. And I hope you'll come home to practice psychology.
Thank you so much.
Willow Patrick was the winner of the $500. I'm Earl Sikorski with Maddie over at the Chamber, returning you to that scholarly sound of KSRM.